Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you must have heard about a famous bishop, Most Reverend Paul Emily Lager, served as the Archbishop of Montreal from 1950 to 1968. And he was elevated as a cardinal in the year 1953 by Pope Pius XII. And he was one of the most powerful men in Canada, and he was most powerful man in the Catholic Church. And he was a man who humbled himself to the ground. You know, on April 20th, 1968, he resigned his job and he left all his property, including his red vestment, his mitre, his crosier, and his pallium at the office in Montreal, and he just disappeared from Canada. And after a few years, or after some years, a journalist from Canada found him, and the bishop was working among the lepers, the sick people, the poor, and the needy in a remote village in Africa. And he asked, the journalist asked the bishop or the cardinal, why? What made you to leave all those behind and come and work here in the remote village in Africa? You know, he stated these words, I quote, "It will be the great scandal of the history of our century that 600 million people are eating well and living luxuriously, and 3 billion people starve, and every year millions of children are dying of hunger. I am too old to change all that. The only thing I can do which makes sense is to be present among these least. I must simply be in the midst of them. So just tell the people in Canada that you met an old priest. I am a priest who suffers. I am a priest who is happy to be old and still a priest. And I work among all the needy. I am happy to be here and to take them all to my heart." Dear brothers and sisters, you know, is it your call? Or is it my call? So what would be our answer? You know, some of us would say, yes, of course. And some would say, probably not. But Jesus, in today's gospel, he says, although they cannot repay, but you will be repaid in the resurrection on the last judgment. So, being a man of God in this world is not that symbol. We cannot live like this bishop unless, you know, we really convinced of who we are. Unless we are really convinced of for what we are called. So, we are called to be a person of God among the needy people. And you know, in the common theme of today's liturgy or today's readings, invite us to reflect on the need to be true humility, which leads us to a generous and a blessed sharing with the needy people. And the readings also warn us, gives us a warning against all the forms of pride and also the self-glorification. And the readings also present humility not only as a virtue, but also as a means of opening our hearts, minds, and our hands to the needy people and to the disadvantaged and the people who are marginalized in the society. And the humility is not only the virtue or the mother of the virtue called peace, but also humility is the mother of many other virtues like obedience, fear of God, or reverence, or patience, or modesty, meekness, and gentleness. So, humility or being humble cannot be learned from the books, but it has to be learned by the accepting humiliation and accepting challenge in our life for the sake of Christ. And also, we can learn from the life of the humbled saints and from the life of Jesus himself. You know, Mother Teresa, she says, humiliation are not means to torture us. They are gifts from God. These little humiliations, if we accept with joy, that will help us to be holy, to have meek and humble of heart like Jesus. So, humility is a virtue which makes us angels, which makes us to realize that we are the people of God, a chosen one of God. And today, the first reading, you know, we see, which is taken from the book of Sirach. And this author, Ben Sirach, he lived 200 years before the birth of Jesus. And he gives, in today's first reading, two short essays. And that's from where the first reading was taken. The first essay is about humility, and the second essay is about docility, almsgiving, and social conduct. And Sirach, he writes, the more you humble yourselves, the great you are. And also he says, the humbleness or being humble helps you to know the which state you are. If you are in the state of sin, it will help you to accept that you are sinner in the sight of God. And also we see there are a lot of different people who speak about humility. More especially, St. Paul, in his letter to Philippians, he says, you know, God became humble, or he humbled himself in 6 ways possible. He says, you know, God, through or in the form of Jesus Christ, he accepted all the pain and suffering. And St. Paul says, God had 6 steps to come into this world. The first step, Jesus emptied himself. So he did not want to hold the heavenly thing or the divinity as a great or something to be grasped. So he emptied himself. That is the first step, he said. And the second step, taking the form of slave. So he became one among us as a slave to sinners. And third, coming among us, or coming in human likeness, being like any one of us. And fourth, he humbled himself. And fifth, became obedient to death. And the sixth, death on the cross. So God himself accepted to come down and stay among us, or he humbled himself to elevate us, or to make us the people of him. So we are called to be like him. That's why Jesus says, the Gospel of Luke chapter 14 verse 11, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And again Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18 verse 4, whoever humbles himself like a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of God. And Jesus says again in Matthew chapter 11:29, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Dear brothers and sisters, as I said, the humility, the virtue of humility, elevates us from the human level to the level of angels. That's what St. Augustine says in his writings. Humility makes men angels, and the pride makes angels devils. So when we humble ourselves, we become one of the divine one, or we become the angel who always stands at the presence of the Lord, praising and thanking for everything that he is. And you know, Mother Teresa, he gives 11 steps, or he speaks about humility, and she calls us how we ought to be in this world. First, she says, seek as little as possible what you want, and speak as little as yourself. Second, keep busy with your own affairs and not those of others. And third, avoid curiosity of knowing others' negative side. Fourth, do not interfere in the affairs of others unless they need your help. Fifth, accept small irritations for the honor of God. Sixth, do not dwell on the fault of others. Seventh, accept insult and injuries for the sake of your faith. Eighth, accept contempt, being forgotten and disregarded. And do not seek to be admired and loved for selfish motive. And again she says, do not protect yourself behind your dignity. And at last, she says, choose always the more difficult task, as Jesus has so chosen to die among us. Dear friends in Christ, many a times when we speak about humility, we forget about ourselves. We forget about what we are. We speak about others. We speak about this world. And today, the readings call us and makes us to realize that we are in need of correction in our life, like the saints who were in the state of sin and came to the realization and became the Holy One of God to stand at the presence of the Lord. So humility always makes us saints and makes us the people who stand at the presence of the Lord. So let us ask God today during this Holy Mass to help us to realize who we are and help us to accept our mistakes in front of the Lord and overcome all those sinful situations and receive His blessings and grace in our life. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen. Amen.